听力课堂,听class.com.
This is justvocabulary.com, and today's two words,
morass
and
mellifluous.
In this episode, we'll also review one of our previous words, and we'll announce today's flashcard winner. But now, let's get started with our first word,
morass,
which is the noun morass.
Morass.
The distracted driver had driven his car off the road and into a morass.
Morass.
The morass of rules and regulations is delaying the start of the project.
Morass.
Sometimes I overcommit myself and end up in a morass of impossible deadlines.
Morass.
The noun morass is spelled M-O-R-A-S-S.
Morass.
What does it mean? Morass has two meanings, a literal one and a figurative one. A morass is a swamp or area of low-lying wetlands that make walking difficult. A morass can also refer to a complicated or confused situation. Example here could be, Lisa would become lost in a morass of lies and explanations. Here's another example sentence where I use the word morass figuratively. I'm frustrated with the morass of bureaucracy. Okay, some synonyms could be confusion, chaos, or entanglement, or swamp, bog, or marshland. Okay, that was an easy one. Our second word is a little bit more difficult.
Mellifluous.
Mellifluous. Okay, here's an example. I love to listen to the mellifluous sound of Yo-Yo Ma's cello.
Mellifluous.
The opera singer's voice was rich and mellifluous.
Mellifluous.
Frank Sinatra has become famous due to his deep mellifluous voice.
Mellifluous.
The adjective mellifluous is spelled M-E-L-L-I-F-L-U-O-U-S.
Mellifluous.
What does it mean? Mellifluous means having a pleasant or rich sound. Something that is described as mellifluous is something that is pleasant to hear. Frank Sinatra's music was pleasant and soothing to listen to. His voice was mellifluous. The word mellifluous comes from the Latin word mellifluous, which means flowing like honey. So for a memory trick, think of a flowing melody when remembering mellifluous.
Mellifluous.
Okay, some synonyms. Musical, sweet, or honeyed. A good antonym could be discordant or cacophonous. The last two words, I will just explain them further in a future episode. Okay, it's time for a short review question. Do you still remember the word
neophyte?
Neophyte is someone who just starting out something, so you're a beginner. Can also refer to someone who is new to a religion. Here's one of the example sentences we used. Undergraduate students are generally neophytes in their chosen majors, and they need guidance from experienced professors.
Neophyte.
Okay, and that's it for today's show. I'd like to thank you for listening. And today's flashcard winner is Niels from Sweden. Congratulations to Niels. If you have any questions, you can always email me at justvocabulary@gmail.com. For now, have a great day and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.